Tampa International Elevates Ceilings and Overall Screening Experience in Airside's A&E by Nicole Nelson. Throughout years upon years of ongoing terminal modernization projects at Tampa International Airport, TPA, leadership was acutely aware that passenger screening checkpoints in two of its four airside terminals were in dire need of attention. Airsides A and E, which opened in 1995 and 2002, respectively, were built from blueprints created before the 9/11 terrorist attacks and subsequent establishment of TSA in 2001. As a result, both had to adapt quickly to accommodate the associated influx of massive new checkpoint equipment and personnel to operate it, all within the confines of their existing footprints. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay region has experienced unprecedented growth, with the Tampa metro area population alone expected to increase 61% between 2000 and 2040. Needless to say, the combination of historically cramped quarters and continual growth within the airport's catchment area made the springtime debut of larger and more modern screening checkpoints a welcome sight for travelers departing from TPA. Tampa International Airport has been growing right along with the entire Tampa Bay region in recent years, so we elected to make a critical investment in traveler safety and security by right-sizing the security screening checkpoints at Airsides A and E, says Smitha Radhakrishnan, TPA's Chief Development Officer for the $65.1 million project. We went to great lengths to create welcoming spaces that are open and airy, filled with natural light, and let us use the latest technology to modernize and enhance traveler safety and security. More space, modern equipment. Under the direction of the Hillsborough County Aviation Authority, the project added roughly 20,000 square feet of new space to each airside area, slightly more in Airside A, slightly less in Airside E. From the beginning of construction in September 2023 to Airside E's opening in March 2025 and Airside A's opening in April 2025, safety and security served as focal points for the concurrent design/build projects. All said and done, TSA regional spokesperson Dan Velez notes that the 14 new security lanes in the recently expanded airside areas include nearly identical combinations of 2D and 3D screening equipment. Each has two Smith's Detection AT2 X-ray scanners, three Leidos Advanced Imaging Technology AIT machines, and one Rohde & Schwarz AIT machine. In addition, the Airside A checkpoint has nine Credential Authentication Technology CAT2 machines, and Airside E has 10. Beyond the combination of two-dimensional security units, the most visible addition to TSA's battery of equipment is five analogic Express Computed Tomography (CT) screening lanes at each checkpoint. The analogic Connect machines, originally designed like hospital-grade CT scanners, have been adapted for security purposes, Velez explains. Their advantage lies in reducing the need for manual bag searches. With 360-degree rotation and high-resolution zoom, they allow us to easily identify potential threats, unlike the less clear flat X-ray images. While AT systems use two fixed X-ray views that produce 2D images to show operators flat or matte views from two angles, CT scans provide 3D or global views to meet higher security detection standards. Paul Earhart, director of North American sales for Analogic, explains that the Connect scanners enhance both security detection and improve the passenger experience because the 3D volumetric imaging equipment collects far more material data to support superior automated threat detection for explosives and prohibited items. Passengers at TPA can expect a far more efficient and seamless security screening process, while knowing the technology enhancements are working in the background to provide a more secure flight, Earhart says. The 3D imaging and enhanced algorithms also come with a significant customer service bonus. Passengers do not have to remove laptops or 311 liquids from their bags when traveling through Connect screening lanes. In addition, the equipment has automated tray return and baggage handling systems that greatly improve throughput. Passengers appreciate divesting their articles at their own pace in side-by-side conveyor positions, and the ability to leave laptops in the bag is far more convenient and efficient for the passengers, says Erhard. Aesthetic outcome. Beyond enhanced screening efficiencies, passengers are appreciating the overall look and feel of the new airside areas designed by AECOM. Natural light streaming through windows that run from the base of the floor to the soaring ceilings help create what Radhakrishnan calls welcoming spaces. The project broke ground in September 2023, with Suffolk Construction Company managing significant renovations to improve circulation queuing and throughput. The enhancements not only streamline security screenings and checkpoints, they also align the facilities with technology that is current to TSA standards, notes Sam Slayman, Executive Vice President of National Transportation for Suffolk Construction. Despite two major hurricanes in 2024, the building contractor successfully delivered both expansions on schedule and within budget. Airside E was opened in March 2025, and Airside A followed in April 2025, both in time to support TPA during its busiest travel period of the year. Both projects are scheduled for full closeout this summer. Suffolk is proud to have delivered the high-performing, modernized screening facilities at both Airside A and E, Slayman says. The projects were completed while the airsides remained fully operational, despite significant weather-related challenges, which is a testament to the team's planning and execution. These results would not have been possible without the close collaboration and support of Tampa and the airport team throughout the process. Collaborative effort. During 1.5 years of construction, the project totaled about 300,000 labor hours, including time clocked by subcontractors of various specialties. At peak, there were upwards of 150 workers on site each day. As Special Systems Discipline Lead at Aurora Engineers, Jeremy Lynch led the team that designed the special systems for both Airside A and B. This included all network and communications cabling for the new checkpoint screening equipment to meet evolving TSA requirements, as well as extending the existing building's wireless LAN to ensure adequate coverage. In addition, Aurora designed a public address system expansion in an architecturally challenging ceiling design, as well as two separate IT room fit-outs to support both the TSA and the Aviation Authority, as well as network cabling for security devices. Each building faced typical challenges related to scheduling and cost, but the most significant obstacle was the uncertainty surrounding the selection of the checkpoint screening lane equipment, Lynch says. Noting that throughout the process, the TSA was in the process of upgrading its equipment standards, which made it unclear as to which equipment would ultimately be purchased. To maintain the construction schedule, the project was designed to provide provisions that would allow either legacy or future technologies to be implemented with minimal disruption to the building systems. Lynch says the firm's flexibility prevailed as the airport ultimately provided a combination of legacy and next-generation checkpoint screening lane equipment for both airsides, each of which were completed on time with minimal disruptions to the construction schedule provided by Suffolk Construction. Aurora is pleased with the outcome of the project, Lynch says in retrospect, as too is the airport. This upgrade to our facilities has been a great success that will help our guests begin their journeys from our airport for years to come, says Tampa's Radhakrishnan. While Tampa is yet to conduct an official traveler survey while in an adjustment period with new spaces and equipment, the airport is pleased with the results to date. We are happy to be able to offer larger screening areas and more queuing space, both of which were lacking in our prior checkpoints, says Tampa's Senior Manager of Communications, Joshua Gillen. Our passengers have been adapting to these changes while we continue to improve the facilities as part of the next phase of construction in both airsides, which includes re-envisioning the spaces that the old checkpoints occupied,